Praise be to the Lord, to the reading of the word. Let us give it up now. And we will be dealing with the search of the Lord for faith. Our text for today in John chapter 6 is the beginning of a great teaching. It's the beginning of a great teaching. Dito sa John chapter 6, we will see how God will open up a great lesson for the world. But this great lesson will be piecemeal for us. Parang hahati-hatiin natin. Kasi napaka itong chapter 6 na ito ay napaka laman. Kumbaga ang verses dito sa ano ay what is that? Up to verse number 6. October 71 verses. So, mahaba-haba itong bahagi na ito ng portion na ito ng scripture, at yung story nito ay medyo napakalaman. That's why we will cut it into pieces to fully understand what this great lesson here na ituturo ng Panginoon. At malawak kasi ito na araw ng Panginoong Jesus. He is directly teaching the disciples here of who He is and what He can do. And this great teaching of the Lord started with a test. Because the Lord is searching for faith in the hearts of men. Let us find the situation, yung setting itong ating chapter 6. In first chapter 1, sabi nung, the scripture says, after these things, what things? After these things, if you will follow the reading of the scripture, after these things, what comes to mind is after the things that happened in chapter 5, diba? Because that is the yung ordinary flow of it. But this word of John, we should put it in a time frame. So after this, would it be kinabukasan after na magtalo sila pa si ang Panginoon Jesus at the Jewish leaders, yun ba yun? A day after? A week after? Well, if we will look at the verse 4 ng John chapter 6, nakita niyo po dyan? Ang sabi dyan, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. So, John chapter 6, it is almost the time of Passover. It is the Passover of the Lord. And now, in John chapter 5, look back to verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. A feast of the Jews. Chapter 5 started with the feast of the Jews. And chapter 6 is about a Passover is nigh. So, if we will put it in a calendar, in a time frame, chapter 5 was about AD 31. Tobos 8:31, when Jesus healed that paralytic, it was kung iyan natin ang ministry ng Panginoon. Jesus, yung ang talagang dito yung tansya ba? Ano yung tansya sa taga sa English? Estimated time is that Jesus started his ministry in AD 13. So, AD 31, that was the feast. It's a feast of the tabernacle na pinunta si Jesus Christ. That was AD 31. Now, here, the Passover, the feast of the Jews was 9. This is about AD 32. So, almost in the middle of the earthly ministry ng Panginoon, because we estimate that the Lord ministered in on earth, yung ministry niya, yung public ministry niya, from AD 20 to AD 33. Dahil yun ang AD 33, yun yung time na pinaro na siya sa cross, di ba? So, the time frame is John chapter 5 and John chapter 6 is almost a year have passed. After these things means dito sa John chapter 1 is a considerable time has passed. Almost a year. A feast of the tabernacle now AD 31. Now this Passover that's coming is AD 32 already. So lumipas ang halos mag-iisang taon. Ito na yung oras, the time frame of when did this happen. And Jesus is about in the middle of his ministry, in his public ministry. Now, I want you to notice also that Jesus, this portion of the scripture, is recorded in Matthew, in Mark, and in Luke. All of these gospel have a record of some kind about the feeding of the 5,000. Because this is the feeding of the 5,000. And to fully grasp the situation at the time, we need to open those scriptures para maano. But it would be longer. So, isa-summarize ko na lang sa inyo yung sitwasyon. Si Jesus Christ, he went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is also called the Sea of Tiberias. They crossed this sea for to rest. Remember, Jesus, he sent the 70 out to the people of Israel. Remember, sabi ni ng Panginoon, huwag kayo magdala ng kung ano man. Do not bring a purse or do not extra clothes. Just sakay pumunta, pumunta kayo. At if you are accepted, do you stay there? Huwag kayo magpalipat dito sa inyo. And then preach the gospel to them. Preach to them the kingdom of God. Preach their repentance. And then they are returning. And so, pagbalik nila, Jesus wants to give the disciples rest. And pagdating din nila na yun, the news about the beheading of John the Baptist came. And so, para maiwasan ang init ng kontrobersya na baka si Herod ay maudyukan at pag nasaan napatayin pati si Jesus, who is making an uproar in the temple in Jerusalem. So the Lord invited his disciples to cross this, to cross the Sea of Galilee, to go to a place a little secluded, not so much people. It's actually a desert place para makapagpahinga, para makapag recharge yung mga disipulo. But and as we see here in chapter 2, in verse 2, a great multitude followed him. And what is the reason of this following? Why are they following Jesus? They are following him because they saw the miracles that Jesus did when he healed those that were diseased. They saw the ministry of the Lord of healing. And so they most probably they have their own family members or a friend who is sick, who needs healing, and so they went to follow him to also receive the grace of healing. Gusto nilang gumaling din, o gusto nilang gumaling din yung kanilang kapamilya, kaya sila sumusunod kay Jesus. They did not know that they are going there to rest. And so the Lord, when he went up into the mountain and he was resting with his disciples, he looked over and he saw this big crowd. At binigay sa atin yung bilang ng crowd, 5,000 men. 5,000 men. Pero nung panahon na yun, hindi uso mga single men doon. Not, hindi kagaya ngayon. Noon, mga nag-aasawa sila. They are being pushed to have children. Because a children is a blessing from the Lord. And the Lord commanded them to replenish the earth. And so, yun ang ano ng mga tao, kaisipan ng tao. Marry and have children, raise a family. And so, this multitude of 5,000 men, may asawa sila, that's another 5,000 wives. Diba? So that would be 10,000 people. 10,000 5,000 couples to 10,000 persons. But they also have children. Remember si Jesus Christ after siya ay mawala sa mata ng kanyang mga magulang. Pagkagaling nila sa Jerusalem, they went to Jerusalem to worship, di ba? Pagbalik nila ay sabi ni Maria, nasa niya anak mo? Sabi ni Joseph, ito ko tinatanong mo, di ba nasa iyo? Hindi nila alam nasaan si Jesus, di ba? Hindi nila yung kanilang panganay na iwan pala sa templo. Why? Because it is in all probability they are taking care of their other small children. Kasi may mga sumunod kay Jesus na mga kapatid ni Maria at ni Jose. May anak niya si Maria at ni Jose. Diba? O kagayaan niyo ako rin. Ang hingay ng konti, gumagala, diba? You have to take care. So ganun siya. All the way, they're taking care of the children. Nawala. Nawala, my point is, ang mga pamilya, they bring their children wherever they go. Especially, this is about the Passover. So, malapit na ang Passover, so dala-dala nila yung kanilang mga anak to worship. Pero dahil nga nakita nila si Jesus Christ ay papagaling. At yung anak ko may sakit. Sige, dali na nga natin muna doon. Bago tayo pumunta sa Jerusalem, let's go find this, let's go with this crowd looking for Jesus. Sige, punta muna na Jesus. And so, that 10,000 people, wife, husband and wife, may mga anak. Sabihin na natin, tigdadalawa na lang sila. That is about what? 20,000 persons. Easy. 20,000 persons, easy. Ang sumusunod kay Jesus. And then Jesus is on the mountain looking at them coming to him. And looking up, when you look at Mark and Luke and John, God dealt with them, I mean Jesus dealt with them, and he healed them. All day, instead of resting, they provided for their needs. They bakit sila pumunta kay Jesus? Gusto nila ng kagalingan. So Jesus healed those men, those children, those persons that need healing. And then it's almost time for night, for dinner. Almost pababa na ang araw. At si Pedro lumapit sa Panginoon. Panginoon, pauwi muna sila. Yung mga disipulo, o nga, malapit ng maggabi. Baka abutin sila ng kadiliman, nahirapan na sila umuwi. Eh sabi ng Panginoon, hindi, pakainin natin sila. Ayoko sila umalis na baka sa magdaan, eh doon sila himatay. At hindi sila makauwi na doon. And so sabi ni Pedro, we're in the middle of the desert. Where can we find food for them? At ito yung problema ngayon na dito na gusto kong i-zero in ni John sa atin. And sabi ng Panginoon sa akin, sige, hanapin nyo, usaw-usaw kung sino may pagkain dyan. Sige, may baon. At makita natin din yung idea na yun. Pagpasok ng ano. But I want you to see that there is a problem. At yung problema na yun ay about sa pagkain. And that need for food is what God used to test the disciples and to test the crowd. Because God, as I said, Jesus Christ is looking for faith. If you would read back sa ating John, sa book of John, sa Gospel of John, there is only 3 miracles that he mentioned. Tatlong milagro ang ginawa ni Jesus. Change water into wine, the healing of the son of the rich man, and then yung sa sa chapter 5, the healing of the impotent man by the pool of Bethsaida. And then this fourth miracle, this is the fourth miracle, the feeding of the 5,000. And so there is a big problem, and the Lord is testing his disciples. How will you react with this problem? Si Philip ang pinaka representative ng mga disipulo. Because all of them, if you read Mark, Luke, and John, Matthew, you will see na nagre-reklamo sila, Panginoon, ang dami ng mga yan, pakakainin natin sa dakuha ng pera. Panginoon, ano? Nandito tayo sa disepto, kami namin Pedro. Paano sa makukuha ng mapagbibilan? And so, Jesus went to Philip to prove him. Sabi sa verse 6. Jesus said, Philip, in verse 5, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Saan tayo nabili ng pagkain para makain ng mga ito? It's like, ang sitwasyon, sabi niyo, wala, nasa disyerto tayo, wala tayong pagbibili ng pagkain dito. Wala tayong pera para sapat para pakain sa kanila. But Jesus was confident. Pilip sa tayo mahanap ng mapagbibilangan ng pagkain. God is like teasing Philip. And you know, Philip, he was the one of the few, I mean, one of the first disciples ng Panginoon. Remember? Isa siya sa mga nauna na disipulo ng Panginoon. Diba si Philip pa nga nagdala kay Nathaniel, remember? And this is God showing the disciples. He is showing us that these disciples have known me for 2 years now, and they know what would be the answer to the question, where shall we buy bread that this may eat? They should have known the response that Jesus was looking for, but they did not respond to him. He was hoping that Philip would respond in faith. No, he did not. What was Philip's response? Sabi niya, it is one of pragmatism. We call it sa ngayon. Naging pragmatic si Philip sa pagtrato sa problema. Pagkain. Sabi din ko din, pagkain na halos 20,000 katao. Sabi ni Philip, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them. Yung salita ng Panginoon sa kanya, sa tayo, hindi ko kain, Philip. Panginoon, kung may pera man tayo, kahit 200 penny worth. Ano yung gaano ito? It's like 8 months salary of a Roman soldier. 8 months salary. So parang sinasabi din yun, walang buwan na sweldo. Hindi sasapat para makakain ng kurot lang itong mga ito, ng konti. He was being pragmatic. That is not what God was hoping for. That is not Jesus was hoping for his disciples. These are his disciples. These are the people that went to different places and have seen the glory of the Lord working in them. Nagpalaba, nagpalaya sila ng mga may sapi ng demonyo, nagpagaling sila. Jesus was not with them, but they were able to do that. And now Jesus was with them, they were just resting there, Jesus was asking them, paano natin sila mapapakain? Panginoon, walang buwang sweldo, hindi pwede sila sapatin. All of a sudden, he was pragmatic. Hindi lang si Philip ito, kundi lahat ng disipulo. Now, that is the problem. Jesus has touched the problem of the disciples, of his very disciples. They are not acting in faith. Hindi pa ganap ang kanilang pananampalataya sa Panginoon. They have done miracles. Kauwi nga lang nito eh. Itong sitwasyon na ito, as I said, para makita niyo yung buong context nito, you have to read Matthew verse chapter 17 ata, tapos Luke chapter 6 and Mark chapter 6 and Luke chapter 9, para pagsama-samahin niyo yung istorya nila, and then you will see yung picture na ito. They have done miracles because God sent them. Pero now that they are resting with Jesus and a problem of food comes along, and they say, wala tayong magagawa! That was the problem. That was not an act of faith. That was missing. Jesus did not see faith in the disciples. Sadly. And so, God tested the crowd. The test of the crowd is this, different in a way. Because one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes." But look again, see the pragmatism. Tignan niyo yung pagtingin nila na ng problema, na ang tingin nila ay sa level lang ng pagiging ano, sa mata lang, nakikita lang natin, being pragmatic. Dalawang small fishes ito eh. And you know what, these small fishes, parang daing ito. Daing na tilapia. Kasi yun ang marami dun eh, sa Sea of Galilee. The most probably, daing na tilapia ito. Dalawang daing na tilapia at barley loaves. Ano yung ano yung barley loaves? Yung barley loaves, tinapay ng pinakamahihirap yan. Barley, kasi ang Jerusalem, ang Israel, they have wheat. Yun ang kanilang ginagawang tinapay. Yung barley, ginagawa ng tinapay yun. I mean, tinatagin lang nila yun para sa pagkain ng kanilang mga alagang hayop. For the food of their flock, of their cows, of the yung mga donkeys. Pero dahil sa kahirapan, may mga tao na yun ang ginagamit, barley, para gawing tinapay. Ang picture nito, ang description nito, itong barley loaves nito, na one picture, is parang biskuit. Kasi medyo matigas siya. Parang siyang, not biskuit, ano, sa Tagalog, cracker. Like a cracker. It is parang crunchy siya. Matigas. It's a coarse bread. Hindi siya yung parang wheat bread. Yun, wheat bread, maganda yun. Mas lalo yung mga what fine. Ano yun, yung fine na white bread, di ba? Mas masarap. Pero hindi siya yung tea. So, ano yun, what? Anyway, we go down. But that was barley. That was the poor man's bread. Sabi ni Andrew, tatalawang yung lima, mayroon to. Hindi ito sasabta. 20,000 yan. But the Lord said, gather them around in 50s, in groups, and feed them. Then the Lord blessed the food. Then we see Jesus commanding them in verse 10, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in that place, so the men sat down in numbers about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down. And likewise of the fish, as much as they would. Oh, look at this. They were asking, Jesus asked them, paano na natin sila mapapakain? How would we feed them? Where are we going to buy food? Wala tayong sapat. Wala tayong perang sapat. Para dyan. At wala tayong magpagbibilan kung meron na. Kasi nasa dita tayong shelter. Meron lang dito, may nagbaon na bata. Pagkain mahirap. Pero, kasya ba ito? But the Lord gave thanks to those loaves and to those fishes, and then he gave it to the disciples. The miracle started there because God, Jesus, had shown his glory to them by creating these 5 loaves of bread into enough bread to feed those 20,000 people. Siguro, oh, sige, hati-hati, 50-50. Pedro, dali mo sa kanila ito. Philip, dali mo sa kanila. Bartolomeo, dali mo sa kanila.
Siguro yung mga disipulo ng tao, hindi mo lang yun. Saan natin galing yung ginagawa? Hindi mo lang yun. Pero binibigay sa inyo ang Panginoon. Ikaw, dali mo nito.
And then they were able to feed them. God fed the 5,000 men with their children and their their wives. And they were all filled. They were all full. Now, the test came to sa mga tao because the men, sabi nila, when they had seen the miracles that Jesus did, because they knew it, dahil tinanong, sinabi ng Panginoon sa kanila, sige, maghanap kayo sa mga tao kung sino may baon. Or walang may baon, yun ang baka. So, alam nila, na, wala, even these people, they knew where there's no way that they can find fish, denying na tinapay at tinapay na anong klase ng tinapay yun doon sa gitna ng desierto. But paano nangyari nagkaroon ng tinapay? Nagkaroon lang ng inang isda, nakakain tayo at tabusog tayo. Ito ata yung propetang darating. They have in their heart the promise, yung kumakalat sa kanila na may Messiah darating. Nasa puso nila yun. They were looking for it. Pero ito ata na yung propetang darating. Who let's make him king? But not because they have faith in him. Later dito sa chapter, later dito sa book, makikita natin yun. Dahil sabi ng Panginoon, hindi naman niyo ako hinahanap dahil nananampalataya kayo sa akin. Hindi naman ako hinahanap dahil talagang gusto niyo akong gawin natin. Dahil mahal niyo ako. Hindi. Hinahanap niyo ako, sabi ng Panginoon, dahil nabusog kayo, gusto niyo na lamang kumain. So, what is driving the men? Jesus wants to see faith in these men that have seen the miracle, and these men that have in their hearts and in their minds the word of God that a Messiah is coming. Pero they did not act with faith. They want to force Jesus to be king. Why? Because Jesus can supply our needs. I don't need to work anymore. We just have to come to Jesus and He will just miraculously give us food. We don't need to work. That is a good king. We don't need to. Ano yung hindi na natin kailangan magpakahirap. Hindi na natin kailangan aramuhin ng ating mga bukid. Why? Mag-milagro ang pwede natin hari. Mabubusog tayo. Gawin na natin hari yan. Hindi na tayo magtatrabaho. Ang saya, di ba? Jesus knows that heart. Kaya nga Jesus stayed away from that. Because these men, his disciples, walang pananampalataya. And this man following him, walang pananampalataya. Magigamit lang sila. That's the sad state. When the Lord looked for faith, he did not see him. What did God do? What did Jesus do? What was the thoughts of the Lord? You know what the thought of the Lord is? To separate himself from these men without faith. And he he went up the mountain and prayed to the Lord. That was his story. So, what is our message for today? Anong message ito sa atin? Anong unang bahagi ng malaking blessing ng Panginoon na ipapakita dito sa chapter 6 ang ating natutunan ngayon? And I hope natutunan niyo nga po. This is the lesson. Even though tayo ay nandito sa church, ma-attend ka, ang tatay mo pastor, nanay mo pastora, palit, may mga ganyan kasi, sadly, there are Baptist churches that they have put with pastors. Anyway, you grew up in a religious family. It doesn't mean you are here in this place today. It doesn't really mean that you have faith. And the Lord has shown it to us today. Hindi ko muna dito kasi simbahan na to na nanampalataya kami sa Panginoon. Remember sabi ng Panginoon sa isang bahagi ng scripture, you should know them by their fruits. The disciples paid the test. Wala pang faith sa kanila. The crowd, most especially the crowd, walang pananampalataya sa kanila. But the Lord, what did the Lord do? He separated himself from these people and he prayed to the Lord. Hindi na sinabi sa atin ng Panginoon kung ano pinag-pray niya, but most definitely, he is praying for this man to have faith. Kasi yun yung hinahanap niya. Diba? Without faith, you cannot see God. And so he prayed to the Father. I believe he prayed to the Father, communed with the Father. Give them faith. So, the lesson for today, do you have faith? That lesson, do you really have faith? This lesson is kind of a rhetorical question that we have to ask ourselves. Do I really have faith? O dahil natito na ako sa church dahil it's entertaining, magandang stay ng Panginoon, gumagaan ang puso ko, but that is not faith. Faith is when you see the problem like Jesus has shown them, as you cling to the Lord and say, Lord, to you I put all this problem, to you I claim, I trust you will tell me what to do with this. Yun ang hinahanap niya kay Philip. At yung mga tao, ang hinahanap ng Panginoon is, oh Lord, this miracle that you have done in our life and in our presence. Oh, we put our faith in you, we put our trust in you. They didn't see. They didn't see that in them. So the question for us today, do you have faith? Do you have faith? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sa salita mo na inaang sa amin. Question that we should really consider Do I have faith in the Lord? Do I really have faith in you? You know our hearts, Lord. You know our minds. I pray, Lord, that anyone that heard this message and have realized today that truly he missed out that faith, that he doesn't have that faith. I pray that you will give faith to that person. And may he realize that Jesus Christ is the fullness of everything. That in Jesus Christ there is healing. In Jesus Christ there is forgiveness. In Jesus Christ there is grace. And in Jesus Christ there is rest. Oh Heavenly Father, to us that has faith, I pray you encourage them more, Lord. Encourage them more. Sa gitna ng mga taong makakasalamuhan namin na wala pananampalataya, na huwag kaming mag-discourage, but be like you. Maging kagaya namin ikaw, makuha namin ang pattern sa iyo na kami ay bumuhod sa ingay na ito, sa mamulong mga taong ito, at kumalat kami ng lugar kung saan pwede ka namin makaniig sa panalangin at maidulog namin sila sa iyo as you have commanded us. Salamat po, Panginoon, for showing us this. We love you. We give you all glory and praise and special. Magandang kapatid po. Salamat po.